comes strong with gusty winds and also some heavy rains. 70s in the morning, go to a high tomorrow in the middle and upper 80s. 70s tomorrow night. Each day over the weekend, unfortunately, the same pattern in place. Temperatures kept in check in the 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd. Lined with shops, galleries, boutiques, restaurants, and a wide variety of music, food, arts, and crafts, paired with businesses and also featured in the depot and Cornerstone parking lots. Family fun at the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. More info at Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Hawk and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Hawk and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Hawk and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Hawk and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Hawk.
And Dave.
And we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about election integrity. So hang on, and you'll be able to listen to our guests. First, we're going to go with Micah. Micah, you there?
I'm here.
How are you, Micah?
Good. I have a warning, yet an encouragement from the Lord prophetically today. The Lord said, starting September 3rd, we're going to go into this, he used the word, magnificent war season. And I've never heard him use the word magnificent with me. But we know that up until the midterm elections, it's going to be really, really extreme in the spirit. And the magnificent, it said it's going to, the battle is always the Lord's. It's never ours. So we just have to follow him strategically at times, and he shares his glory with us. But it's always his. And he said it's going to look like at times that he's losing. That's how intense it's going to be. But it's going to be magnificent because we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And we're going to see him come through and win. So whatever you go through, whatever roller coaster ride you feel like you're on, just remember this is a magnificent thing that we're going through. And when we come through it, we're going to look back and say, that's awesome. And also read Psalm 124. It's a very encouraging psalm.
And I believe I have Psalm 126 for y'all. So that's another encouraging word. Thank you so much, Micah. The Lord bless you. And Micah's with Sons of God. Micah, give us your website, please.
Thesonsofgod.net. It's all one word, lowercase. And you can sign up for free for our Heaven's Free newsletters. You'll get these type of things on an almost daily basis. You don't have to read them, but at least they're there if you feel the Holy Spirit wooing you to. And it's really important that we have prophetic and apostolic ministry in our lives on a daily, if not bi-daily, yes. Tri-daily, yes. Weekly minute. You know.
Thank you, Micah. Thing. We appreciate you. That's Sons of God. That's Micah Murphy. All right, Dave, you got our COVID stats.
Sure, I can do those real quick. Please go to libertyorlockdown.live and click on the More tab and pull it down to see Mr. Prentice's statistics. I've got 2.5 years worth of data, which is too hard to list numbers, but if you look at it on a graph, it's so obvious. We've had six peaks of positive COVID testing. The most recent one was just a little slight bump, and it's over with. So people say, COVID's coming back. No, COVID's gone.
Yeah.
So go to the libertyorlockdown.live, the More tab, Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you can actually see the graph, which I've updated as of a little after 12 o'clock today. This is from the Louisiana Department of Health website. It's the official state statistics. Now, one thing they quit doing, we talked about this before, they were reporting the number of people who tested positive who were fully vaccinated versus not fully vaccinated, and the number of people dying who are fully vaccinated versus not fully vaccinated, well, they've quit giving that statistics because more people who were fully vaccinated died and got sick than those who were not fully vaccinated. So anyway, you could look on there too, and you'll see that the deaths went up a little bit, and they're on the way back down, and they've never gone up even to the bottom of the other periods where there were increased positive tests and death. So I'm not worried about it. Last night we had prayer. One of the guys at my church, they said, Captain Ron has COVID, and other people said, oh, no. I said, so? It's like saying Captain Ron has a cold. Mm-hmm. You'll get over it quick.
Yeah, my daughter was saying something about one of her friends tested positive, and then their husband tested positive, and they're all, you know, being knocked out still for 5 days. I'm like, yeah. They're still doing that? Knocking you out?
The CDC even has changed its regulations, so I don't have a link for that, but I was reading this week that if you tested positive, they said, well, it might not be that big a deal. Okay, about time we showed some common sense.
All right, so you want to touch on the Inflation Reduction Act?
Well, don't you remember that President Biden said inflation is zero?
Yes.
He said that a week ago. And yet there's a big push on to pass the Inflation Reduction Act. Well, what do you need to reduce it for if it's at zero? And part of it is to hire 87,000 new Internal Revenue Service agents who will be armed and authorized to use lethal force. Who are these 87,000 people going after? The billionaires?
Yeah, they're weaponizing the IRS to go after the middle class.
So I was thinking about this. Okay, 87,000, that's like 9 infantry divisions in the Army. Under 9 infantry divisions that are going to be added to the IRS. I guess that's the new infantry.
Yeah, our government churning on its We the People. And this is the reason why we have our guests today on the line, because we really need to address. When I went to Mar-a-Lago over the summer, one of the things that President Trump had mentioned was we can't go forward. We can't do 2024. We won't even make it to 2024 until we fix 2020.
Yeah.
And so it's extremely important that we do that. I want to do a public service announcement real quick. The Women's Republican Club of New Orleans canceled Friday's luncheon. We're headed to Missouri to meet up with Mike Lindell and his team and the Patriots who are going out there to learn more about what we can do from our end to straighten up this mess and fight for election integrity. That's Women's Republican Club in New Orleans. Next luncheon is Friday, September 16th, 11 to 1 p.m. Andrea's, $37 at the door. And you can email us at info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com.
So for this Friday, don't be there.
That's right. It's canceled. That's right. Don't be there. Okay, let's go ahead and get our first guest on the line. We have Dr. David Clements, and then we'll go ahead and pull up our other guest, Randy Russ, PhD, on the live stream. Hi, Randy. How are you? And Dr. Clements, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling us. Dr. Clements is an attorney, a former award-winning business law professor and prosecutor. During his legal career, Professor Clements was a leader in trial teams that secured 8 first-degree murder convictions, including members of the AZ Boys drug trafficking organization. Professor Clements now applies his vast evidentiary and courtroom experiences to the realm of elections. His advocacy has led to audits and canvassing operations being implemented across the country, with some efforts resulting in elimination of election machines that facilitate fraud. Good job. We welcome you to Liberty or Lockdown, sir. How are you doing?
It's good to be with you. I'm doing just fine. It's on the road, actually, hoping to meet you in person in Springfield, Missouri for the Truth Summit.
Yes, I am going there, and that is one of the reasons why we won't have our luncheon tomorrow. And it was a pleasure meeting you at the LAGOP event, I guess last month, and I appreciate you coming on to this show and speaking to our listeners. So you have the floor, sir.
Well, I think, you know, what people need to be bracing themselves for right now is that we're in a different season. Last year, if we said that there was election fraud, most people would say, prove it. And now what I'm finding is when I travel across the country, I'm almost interrupted. Yeah, yeah, we know there's fraud, but what do we do about it? And it seems like we're up against institutional corruption, whether it's the GOP itself, RINOs, county commissions, you name it. There seems to be bottlenecks that we're trying to provide people with strategies on how to move the ball forward, because whether people want to agree with there being a ton of fraud out there or not, if you look at any credible poll, it's clear that there's massive distrust in the election system. And the latest poll that we referenced was, I think, from July 7th. It's a Rasmussen poll. And 59% of all voters believe that there's a massive cloud of fraud related to 2020. And that's not just Democrats, not just Republicans, all voters. And 50% of all voters right now are very, very trepidatious over whether or not our elections are going to be free of fraud this upcoming November. And so if that's where we're at.
Will you hold that thought for me? We're going to take a quick break. We have three more of these, so hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're not going to take it anymore. I think that is very appropriate for this fight that's ahead of us. Dr. Clements, are you there?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you now. All right, let's pick up where we left off.
Well, I think where we left off was just we need to start framing the discussion about how do we advance and move forward with elections when public trust is just in the veritable crapper. I don't know if there's any other way to put it.
It is.
And there's a way to do it, but you can't do it by listening to the rhinos, because right now...
You're not kidding me.
No, and the most critical place of vulnerability, in my assessment, as someone who's looked at evidence, who looks at just... these input-output systems are the machines themselves. The documentary that's gotten the most traction is 2,000 Mules, which focuses on a really, really important part of that input-output system, which is ballot stuffing. But the ballot stuffing is basically a derivative of the cover-up. And so what is facilitating the fraud is what's going on within the machines themselves. You've got predetermined selections that are being made on these tabulators, and there's different ways to attack them. There's different ways to manipulate them, and we're not guessing, we're not speculating, because we actually did an audit in Otero County with a nation state vulnerability expert by the name of Jeff Lemberg, who actually looked under the hood of these tabulators in Antrim, Michigan. He's gotten to see the computers in Maricopa County in Georgia, and we're seeing the same vulnerabilities on each of these machines. And so the question that's usually raised from 2,000 Mules, at least when I watch it, is how did the mules know that they needed to go to specific ballot boxes with a specific number of ballots? Because remember, our elections are a byproduct of precincts. Every tabulator that you're running a ballot through has a different ballot than a neighboring precinct, because you've got different school board races, you've got different judicial races. And so there's got to be a plan behind the scenes that is feeding these mules with the information to do that. And so we believe that the machines are really what drives the fraud to begin with. So that's what I'm focusing on. And the only person that I know of with a major platform that brings attention to that on more days than not is Mike Lindell. And I think he's a credit to the country. We're all kind of learning by the seat of our pants for the past years, because we didn't realize how bad this problem is. But I think from a triage standpoint, if you go into an emergency room, there's all kinds of vulnerabilities that we have in our election systems, like death by a thousand cuts. But what drives the cheat is the machines.
So we have Dr. Randy Ross on the line, too. I'd like to allow him to come in and say a few words. Sir, are you there?
I'm here.
And what would you like to say regarding what David Clements just spoke about?
Well, I agree with my brother David 100% that the machines are the central part of the cheat. I would also add to that fraudulently manipulated voter rolls, which David and his team in New Mexico have uncovered. And so there are two systems here that I think we have to take both of them down and re-engineer our entire election process. Chipping away around the edges just won't do.
You mentioned something yesterday about hedge funds having to do with a private company who's outsourcing the vote.
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle that? I mean, that sounds...
Well, this is one of the problems of lack of transparency. And so in Louisiana, we're a Dominion voting system state. Dominion is owned by a hedge fund, private equity, which means that they do not have to disclose their ownership or their finances. So we don't know who owns the company and where their funding comes from. Similarly, on voter registration, that is outsourced to a company called Civics, which is also hedge fund, private equity owned, and creates a lack of transparency on our administration of voter rolls. We don't know who's funding that company, who the owners are, and what's going on. And that's part of this criminal conspiracy, is to not be transparent and to hide things.
Do you see this being able to be fixed?
Absolutely. I think if citizens band together and move away from what's been sold to us, which is convenience, we need to fulfill our civic duty to vote on one day, election day. And in addition to voting, citizens need to gather by precinct to count their own votes and certify their own votes. And we believe that the reporting should not be done until all the parishes or counties report their votes into the Secretary of State, because part of the cheat is knowing where the statistics are, where the results are. And so that needs to be held until all parishes are in and complete.
So you'd mentioned something about who counts our votes. And I thought that was interesting, because I would think it would be we, the people, that would count our votes.
You would think.
Well, we were sold, and maybe Dave can talk about that. You know, the machines count the vote. So the most important question is who owns the machine, who wrote the software for the machine, and where is that software team located?
Yeah.
David, would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, I think Randy hit it right on the head. See, one of the things that, because we get a lot of opposition, there's a way to make a liar out of Randy and me right now, and that's turn over the source code. Turn over, you know, basically how these machines operate. And no independent forensic expert has had the ability to look at the source code, which is absurd when you think about this, because this is all taxpayer funded, right? And everyone's is hiding behind a proprietary privilege. But yeah, I think the main threat is whoever's designing the software. And what do I mean by that? Each of your tabulators and each of your parishes have designer software and programmable files that are basically put into each of those computers. And if you have any malware whatsoever, once you start running your races, who knows what triggers that malware? And so what you have at that point is a selection process, not something that we're counting. It's not done through hand paper ballots, especially not in Louisiana, because your guys are completely paperless. But even if you introduce the paper, we're still seeing massive problems because of the way that these machines work. And the best way to prove that we're right, and we've been able to do that, we've had access to this thing called a cast vote record. And the cast vote record is simply just the order in which those votes are cast. And what we're finding is that when we can evaluate it, they violate all the laws of large numbers. They're impossible mathematically, statistically. And that's one of the major pieces of evidence that we're trying to secure before September 3rd, because that's the statutory deadline where all of these parishes are going to have.
We have 13 seconds. We're going to come back and talk about the cast vote. Hold that thought. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby. And that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. The State Bond Commission continues to block $39 million in funding for the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. More from Jeff Palermo.
For the second consecutive meeting, the Bond Commission voted to delay the future line of credit because the city's top elected officials have said they will not enforce the state's abortion ban. Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry leads the opposition.
If they want this project to go forward, rescind the resolution.
Lobbyist Paul Rainwater represents the city and says a project to reduce street flooding should not be held up by politics.
We actually have an opportunity to fix this problem in the city of New Orleans by 2024.
But the Bond Commission is not yet ready to release this line of credit. I'm Jeff Palermo.
I-20 westbound through Shreveport was closed for several hours this morning while law enforcement investigated a shooting and car crash on the Red River I-20 bridge. Police say the vehicle was riddled with bullet holes and the driver suffered a gunshot to the head. The victim's in critical condition. Cops are investigating. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now, online at TigerRag.com.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have two very special guests helping us fight for our election integrity. That's Dr. David Clements and Randy Ross, PhD. Hello, gentlemen. Are you still with us?
We're still here.
All right. Thank you so much. And I think we were talking about malware selection process and hand paper ballots.
Yeah. So for those that are new to this thing called a cast vote record, let me just explain it as briefly and as concisely as I can. Most people have been the subject of a random survey where someone calls you on the phone and asks you how you feel about a particular candidate or a product. And if you do it the right way, if you do it randomly, and basically there's this thing called the law of large numbers. And once you reach a sufficiently large set of numbers, you can pretty much project how the rest of your community feels about that candidate or about that product. So the utility of that is in whatever your parish is, you don't have to survey, a million people to figure out how they feel about something. You get to, 500, 600 people. And as long as it's randomly done, you'll see some variability at the beginning. But once you have that large enough number, it'll start to flatline. And the reason why this is important is once you apply that to this thing called the cast vote record, your elections are supposed to be random. So people come in and they vote at different times. And if that's the case, you would expect to see the same phenomenon. So this is what makes polling scientific is, that's why someone can go up on the news and say, plus or minus 2% margin of error, this is who's going to win. And we believe that to be true because it adheres to this particular law. Well, when we have access to the cast vote records, we're seeing an absolute violation of that phenomenon. We're not seeing a little bit of variability at the beginning and flatlining, reaching an average set point. We're seeing something that is driving towards, in linear fashion, to a predetermined set point, which is impossible. The only way that that would ever happen in real life is if you just happen to have 1,000 Biden voters line up in a row to vote. We know that's not what happens. So wherever we can get these cast vote records, we're seeing this similar phenomena that violates the law of large numbers. And my understanding is in the state of Louisiana, through the efforts of Randy and John Scanlon and many, they have tried to secure these cast vote records and are being pushed aside at arm's length repeatedly. So the two things that I want to impress upon your audience is that there are various things that, again, can make liars out of me in a heartbeat about whether or not these machines are exploitable, and that's the source code and the cast vote records. And those are the two things that are probably the most jealously guarded by Dominion, by ESNS, and all the different machine providers.
Yeah, and David, I have an update for you, which is quite exciting. Secretary of State Carl Ardoin, who we've been working with for many, many months, has committed to preserve the cast vote records and other election materials from 2020, indefinitely preserving those records, as well as those from the 2022 election. And secondly, and equally important, Secretary Ardoin has committed to make select 2020 cast vote records available to us in parishes that we would choose, and also for 2022 midterm. So we have to give him credit for reading what we have sent and understanding how important these are and allowing us then to take a look at them.
That's wonderful news.
Yeah, Kyle is the exception rather than the rule. It's very bizarre having these conversations because I've gotten to speak with Kyle. I got to meet him in person when I was there last month, and he seems to be receptive. But I know that he's in a tough position. There's pressure being applied by the old guard and by the machine providers, and then you've got patriots like Randy on the other side gently whispering, saying, this is important, this is what we need, and why. So that's great news, Randy.
That's right. We have some ladies from the Women's Republican Club, like Christy Hike and Katie Alexander, who are also gently whispering he needs to do the right thing, and he seems to want to do the right thing. I know he's the president over all of the Secretary of States over the nation, or he was. I think he may.
Right. He finished his term. I think he's glad. but one thing for listeners out there, you know, when we're hard on our politicians, as we should be, when they don't do the right thing. But in this case, I would encourage everyone to reach out to Kyle, to his office, and encourage him and thank him for getting us out of ERIC, which was a nefarious voter registration system. He's brought us out of that. And for these moves to preserve the records from 2020 and also make the cast vote records available to us.
And, you know, a lot of prayer has gone into this, and I agree. You know, Kyle gets a lot of ugly phone calls. So listeners out there, please call the Secretary of State and, you know, tell him thank you so much for just lending an ear and listening to the voters and doing his best to secure the ballot and the vote. And we need to thank him, and we want to personally thank him ourselves. So thank you, Kyle Ardon. And, you know, can we talk a little bit more about the malware selection process and the hand paper ballot process?
Sure. Well, there's different ways that the system interplays with it. And I know Louisiana is a little bit different, but because you all have this monumental responsibility to pick the next system, what I do is I just identify a few red flags that you just need to be aware of. One is the introduction of poll books. That may not be a phenomenon that y'all are used to right now, but those are usually networked and hooked to the internet. They usually provide a great amount of data, which is very, very useful to bad actors to basically deploy ballot mules. So I know that part of the initiative of your Secretary of State is to get paper ballots in the state of Louisiana, which is better than just having a machine and nothing else. But you have to be aware that the bad actors know how to exploit that as well. So, you know, the way that these machines can be exploited is you have to look at the poll books. They have vulnerabilities. There's a difference in the quality of the tabulators that are used. That's where you go and you cast your vote. Some of them are high speed. We believe that your high speed tabulators are more or less the ones that are remotely accessible. Those are the ones that we're finding have chip modems affixed to them or have wireless capabilities. And then your low-speed scanners, maybe not. We're not sure that that's necessary. But the last thing that we would say just be aware of is, again, getting back to that designer software that is placed in each of these programmable files on each of the tabs. If you have that ability and you have that vulnerability in those machines, you don't even need to have remote access capability. You know, one of the things that I find very curious is a lot of the clerks will go around saying, don't worry, we do these logic and accuracy tests before we certify the machines for use. And what they do is they basically process 100 to 200 votes. But they never will allow you to do more than 100 to 200 votes. It's a very, very stringent test. And so here you have this delivery of these program files on election day or the day before. Who knows whether or not going past that 200 vote mark is what triggers the malware in these tabulators. We have experts that suspect that is one of the ways that these machines can be manipulated. So, I mean, the vulnerabilities are just so manifold in so many different ways that it just begs the question, why are we using them? Because we don't need to debate engineers. We don't have to debate the mathematicians on the anomalies that we're seeing. We just want to restore trust. And the best way to do that is to have a system that anyone can understand, a janitor, a nurse, and people understand paper. They understand marking something else. They understand hand counting where there's scrutiny and supervision. And that's what we're trying to get back to, is something that is just predicated on a system that is open to everyone, Democrats, Republicans, they can all understand it equally. And we just want the rule of law to prevail here.
David? Thank you so much, David Clements. You're listening to David Clements. Randy, Russ, anything you want to add to that?
I would echo those remarks. You know, we believe that we must return power to the people in the precinct and the parish, and that's the key for restoring trust in our election system and reengaging citizens in their civic duty to participate in the elections, not only to vote, but as I said before, and as David has said, to count the votes and then certify them. And that way there's a chain of custody. There's known persons who sign those who are part of the citizenry of the precinct and so on. And so a simple system is best. Complexity has led to corruption, and that was sold to us. The complexity was sold as a convenience. And so voters have been turned from citizens to consumers of the voting industry. And we have to get rid of that and move it back to the local level, power to the people in the precinct and parish.
Is it good for people to volunteer to be poll watchers and go get trained to watch the votes?
Well, there are two things, three things that you should do. One, go vote on election day, not early. That's one way to help. Number two, encourage friends who are not voting to go vote, because a massive turnout will make the cheat harder. Also, people, and I think the deadline for most parishes is the end of August, to get trained to be a poll commissioner, which is an office that the people who sign us in and reset the machines. And then fourthly, even if you're not, can't become a poll commissioner, most Louisianans should know that you can show up at your registrar of voters office or wherever they're counting the mail-in ballots, which is about 10% of our vote, and you can witness that on election night. You can also be designated by a candidate or by your party to be a poll watcher, and all of those things are critical at this point to protect our election.
Hold one more segment. We have one more segment, gentlemen. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
So will I stand up and do something now? Or sit and watch my TV?
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. You know that name is so controversial, and every time I say it, I feel like, I know I'm going to get in trouble.
lockdown?
No, just the whole thing. Oh. And it's where we are in life. It's a choice. You have to choose liberty, or are we gonna fight to get out of this lockdown? So it seemed to be appropriate when it was named, but I know that it just seems so controversial. But that's where we are right now in this world. Everything is extremely controversial, and we're considered the conspiracy theorists. But the thing is that we're really busting up. It is a conspiracy. I don't think it's a theory anymore. I think with the data that the data that you two gentlemen have provided for everyone and everyone else fighting in this election integrity process, I believe there's a huge win ahead of us. I strongly do, with all the prayer too. We have a lot of prayer going up. That's first and foremost, and we're all Christians here, each and every one of us. And I have had the privilege of going in and sitting and praying the rosary with Kyle Ardoin. There was probably maybe 15, 20 Catholics in the room with him, and they were doing that every week. So I know the Lord's working on his heart. And so that's what's happening here. We have to keep him prayed up because, you know, the powers that be want to stop this. And there's a lot of money involved in stealing these elections. It's all about power and money. And so we have to be, you know, prayed up and be courageous to step out.
Amen.
David, do you have anything that you want to say? We have about 5 minutes left. That's split the time between you and Randy.
Yeah, my closing thoughts are this. Just we have to be locally engaged. You're going to have patriots that are engaged at the parish level. And you're going to have to understand who's responsible for certifying your local elections. Because ultimately, when you certify something, you're saying that it's trustworthy. And what Randy and I have been trying to convey to your audience is that this process is anything but trustworthy. It's corrupt. We see the manifestations of that corruption with even the highest reaches looking at Joe Biden. We all know there's no way that he got 16 million more votes than the first African-American president, yet we're told every day that he is. And we just know that this just it defies all historical trends and evidence, and the American people are with us. But we need to have a local army of people that show up and educate your parish councils on what their powers are, because it's going to be comprised of different players, Democrats, Republicans. But we need to chastise them, saying, look, you don't get to just rubber stamp these elections based on the anomalies that we're presenting to you. There needs to be fact-finding. There needs to be investigation before you rubber stamp something. And just really need to impress upon them the importance of those cast vote records and having independent examination of the source code of these machines. And if they're not going to provide it for our analysis, then that tells you something. Then I think at that point we need to start demanding for resignations and getting the right people in there to represent us.
Russ, thank you.
Yeah, I agree fully with what David is suggesting. And that, again, is pushing back the power to the parish level in our context. And one of the things that we should be working on is to, if you're a Republican, to rebuild the precinct structure that has been missing from Louisiana for many years. We need precinct captains. We need block captains and folks who can engage. And our Democratic brothers and sisters, you know, need to have the same type of organization. With that, we can put more pressure on our local officials to do the right thing and to question the source code, to question the availability of information publicly at no charge, available on the internet to any citizen concerning our elections. And so there are these barriers that we have to knock down, specifically in Louisiana. And I want to give a shout out to our mutual friend, Christopher Alexander. Chris is calling out politicians who are not supporting election integrity. I don't call them rhinos. I call them globalists.
Yeah.
Because they're part of the cabal.
They are.
And for example, we have had passed, originally vetoed by our governor, the Zuckerbucks bill to ban private funding. This year, that bill didn't even make it out of the legislature, and it's because of globalist rhinos standing against it. So I'm proud of Chris and his work. But to David's point, we need to keep the pressure on our clerks, our registrars, and educate our parish councils and police juries about this issue. Because every other issue that we are concerned about is a symptom of election corruption, whether it's CRT, whether it's mandates, whether it's an open border, monetary policy that's fueling inflation. All those issues come from people who have been selected, not elected.
This is true. So we have like 1 minute left, and we have a caller who has a question. Can you all take a question?
Certainly.
All right, perfect. This is Cajun Buccaneer. Cajun Buccaneer, you have a question?
Yes, I do. They don't call me the Cajun Buccaneer for nothing. Brothers and sisters, I want to know, can you ask me, can we eliminate voter fraud, or will voter fraud eliminate us? United States of America. Wake up, America. Eliminate voter fraud or you'll be eliminated. Wake up.
That's a great question, Buccaneer. There are two levels of fraud. Voter fraud we identify as the walking around money, you know, the fifth of gin or, you know, six pack of beer. That's an individual level of fraud. And can you eliminate it? Probably not. But we can police it. There were 20 indictments handed down in Florida just today, announced by the governor, of voter fraud, that is individual cases. What David and I are talking about is election fraud, which is occurring at the highest levels of our government nationally, and it's systematic across all of the election systems, machinery, et cetera. That is what we are fighting against right now.
Which is on a mass scale throughout the United States in every state.
It's an industrial scale corrupt election system.
And the sooner everyone wakes up to this, the better we will all be. It doesn't seem like a lot of people even believe it. It's so crazy to me. I mean, it's obvious it happened. And you're right. You know, we have to address this problem within the right, because the right needs to stop fighting us with, you know, they need to help. We have so many, like you said, rhino cabals. It's unbelievable. And they do cancel you. It's happened to me. I know. Well, I thank you both, gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart. This is segment one. And Randy Russ, we hope you come back next week with Dr. David Clemency. We'll appreciate you. We appreciate your knowledge. And we're going to keep on pushing this information out to our listeners. The Lord bless you all. Thank you very much. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to
chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.